We're continuing the Shi'ur on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Hey, page 177 in the standard 8-volume Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal continues, V'chan haben shoyel, achar sheshofru hoemtzoes tahinu alevi. We know if you take a look in the Haggadah, you'll see that right after you break the middle matzah, which we spoke about in a previous year, that's when the son asks his father, Manishtana. Venezgala hadas min hahastoro. And that's also a concept of revealing das from where it was first hidden. Shemize biatzmai nasa bechinas matzah kanal. And we mentioned earlier that that's what generates the concept of matzah. Matzah is a high level of das. Alkein, and this is why, Azai haben shoyel sheilos v'kushis. That's why, at this point, right after Yachatz, the son starts asking questions. Manishtana. Hainu bechinas machloikis. When a person questions, when there are questions and answers, that's an example of machloikis, of divisiveness. One person has the answers, the other person has the questions. They're in two different places, and they're trying to come together. Shehu sheilois v'kushiois, shemesoyrim b'chinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. This activates a form of machloikis l'shem shamayim. Shehu shleimus hadas moed. That's a very high level of das. B'chinas matzah, it's called matzah. Shehu loshen matzah u'mariva. Because the word matzah means divisiveness. Mariva, machloikis. Kamashikosu Sham, as Rabbein Azal explains in chapter 56 in Likut Imran, which this halach is based on. V'yalkein kan haben shoel daiko. And this is why it's at this point in Haggadah that the son starts asking questions. Dahainu shailas v'kushiois v'chinas machlokes shenesoyra bein haben v'ov. This is the questions, the machlokes that has been turned on between the son and the father, that the son is asking, the father is answering, they're pairing. Shehu bechinas machlokes shebigdusha. This is an example of holy machlokes. Machlokes Shammai v'Hillel, such as the machlokes of Shammai and Hillel, which Rabbein Azal refers to over there in Likut Imran, which he says is Rosh Tevois Moshe. Shehu das godel moed. This represents a very high level of seichel. V'kium ho'ilam, and this is what sustains the world. Ki ikar b'riyas ho'ilam v'kiyumoi hu bebechinas machlokes shebigdusha. Because the main concept of creating the world and sustaining the world is dependent on machlokes shebigdusha. Dahaynu bechinas tchilas ha-tzimtzum. This is the concept of the original tzimtzum that Hashem had to make. Shekaviyochel nistzamtzim v'nechla ko'er litzdodin. Whereby Kaviyochel Hashem constricted himself and he divided the light. He caused the light to be pulled to the sides to create an arena in the middle, in a sense, where creation should take place. Shebeloizeh lo yehoyo mokom lebriya kanoida. Without that, there would not have been place, room for creation. V'habriya v'koidam habriya heim b'chinas av uben. K'may shekosev Rabbeinu neriyah. And the concept of creation versus that which was before creation is also a concept of father and son, as Rabbein Azal explains over there. And there has to be a difference between them, a division between them. Meaning that after creation, has to be a little bit different from before creation, kiem loikein yizbat labria, because if not, there will be no bria, there will be no creation. V'yafal pikein be'emes shom hu tachlis ha'achdus. And even though they're separate on one hand, on the other hand, they're the epitome of oneness. U'bechinas ha'machloikis ha'zois, she'be'emes hu tachlis ha'sholoim, ze yefshe lahasig. And this concept, the concept of this separation, this division, which is really the essence of peace, when two people are discussing something, and one is asking and the other one's answering, on one hand it's machloikis, On the other hand, this is how they're building a relationship. This is how people get close to each other by this process. This is something which is impossible to fully understand and rationalize. Kishon betchila satzimtzum ein shum hasoga. Because when we talk about the beginning of the tzimtzum, when Hashem first made a tzimtzum in order for there to be a creation, there's no rationale. We have no understanding in that. The osur lion shum, and a person is forbidden to delve into that. Ki hu darchei Hashem ubemuflam emchal tivroish, because this is the ways of Hashem. This is what's considered above our understanding. V'zehu biyatzmoi b'chinas hamachlekes l'shem shamayim shebein atzadikim v'chachomim amitiyim. Dahainu b'chinas machlekes shamay v'hilol shukiyim hoylam. This is the concept of the machlekes l'shem shamayim between true tzadikim, true learned people, such as, for example, the machlekes of shamay hilel, which is kiyum hoylam. That's what sustains the world. Dahainu k'dei shiyem mokim labriya. This is what makes room for creation. For example, this is how we have a Shas, a Torah Shebal Peh, from all the questions and answers, the debates that went on between the rabbis. Haynu shemach lekoisom hu bebechinas hischalkus ho'or litzdodin kedei shiye bechinas cholo laponu shiye mokam labriya. Their machlokes, their debate, is a concept of what Hashem did at the beginning of creation, that Hashem pulled his light to the sides in order to vacate a space in the center for there to be creation. When two rabbis get together, and each one gets into his corner, this one is north, this one is south, and they start discussing an issue of Yiddishkeit, and he says his view, and he says, I disagree, you're wrong, and he questions him from there back and forth. In the middle, there's a whole creation taking place. They're creating pages of Torah, and each one is presenting their arguments, their knowledge, and they're creating new concepts and chidushim in Torah. As Rabbi Nizal explains in the Torah Boel Paro in chapter 64 in the Likutei Moharan, on the Mishnah, where one of the rabbis said, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, Kol yomai godalti bein hachachomim. Throughout my entire life, I was raised among chachomim. Bein chachomim means among, bein also means between chachomim. Rabbi Nizal explains over there this concept of the oyer being pulled to the side, machloikis, l'shem shamayim, in order for there to be a bria. This is the concept of machlokes, the concept of the son questioning the father. And all of this is important specifically on the night of Pesach. Because the night of Pesach represents a concept of the world being created anew. Because the Jews, Chas v'Shalom, at that time, it was almost all over. The world was about to close down. The Jews had hit rock bottom, the 49th level of Tumah, and Hashem was about to wipe it out and start over, Chas v'Shalom. And also, that's the night when the Jews began as a nation. They went out of Mitzrayim as Bnei Yisrael. Haynu ki ikur b'chinas ha-hastoro, shehu yenikas ha-sitrachro, hum b'chinas shviras kelim shenasami ribu yorkana. We learned earlier that the concept of Hastara, whereby Hashem's light becomes hidden, there's a darkness in a sense, which is where the Sitrach is able to draw its energy from, that usually comes about from Shvira Sakelim, when the vessels burst, as a result of there being too much light. When there's too much light, the vessels can't handle it, they explode, and as a result, we go into darkness, Chas v'Shalom. We'll have to, like a person who has a lamp, you know, a kerosene lamp is on my desk, and I turn it up a little higher, a little higher, a little higher. It's getting lighter, 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 and suddenly, pow, explosion, the whole thing blasts, and the room is bursts into darkness. Hastorah. Vazai b'mitzrayim higiu l'tachlis hayirida. And when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, at the end of the 210 years of slavery, they had reached the bottom of the bottom, just about. Shekimat chozar ho'ilam chas v'shalom etoyo v'voyu. The world almost reverted to total darkness. V'yalkein hutzruchu lachzor l'sakein ho'ilam echodo sh'aydei b'chinas machloikis l'shem shamayim. This is why the world had to be restarted, in a sense. Restarted requires the tzimtzum. The tzimtzum is the machlokes l'shem shamayim. שהוא בחינס תחילת הצמצום של הקדושה, להמשיך האור במידו. This is the concept of the original tzimtzum of holiness, in order to be able to draw Hashem's light in a measured way. Shezeu ikur kiyum ha'olam. That's what sustains the world. Vize ikur shleimus hakedusha vehizgalus hamalchus. This is what brings about the perfection of the kedusha, and this is what reveals Hashem's malchus. Begin the ishtemay doimlei. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, the whole reason why Hashem made the whole creation was so that people should come to recognize Hashem. Begin the Ishtemoy Doinlei. Ki ein melech beloyam. Because we know that one of Hashem's attributes is Malchus, kingdom, and there's no such a thing as a king without a people, without who to rule over. That was what inspired Hashem to create the world with people in it. וכשאין מחלוקת שבקדושה, שבחינת תחילת הצמצום, אין מקום לבריאה, ואין מי שיידע ממלכות יתברך כביכול. And therefore, if there would not be מחלוקת שבקדושה, meaning that תחילת הצמצום, then there wouldn't be room for creation, and there wouldn't be anybody for Hashem to rule over. ועל כן עיקר שלמות מלכות שבקדושה, היא על ידי בחינת מחלוקת שבקדושה. And therefore, the main fulfillment of the Malchus de Kedusha is dependent on this Machlokes de Kedusha, this separation which vacates an area in between where creation can take place, which results in the Malchus of Hashem being elevated. V'al kein oisin shinui b'leil Pesach kedei shishal ben manishtana. And this is why we do certain different things on the Seder night, so that the kids should ask, hey, what's going on? Why is tonight different from all other time? We give out nuts and things like that. We pour a second cup of wine. Kid knows every time it's Shabbos of Yontif, we have one cup of wine, Kiddush. Suddenly they're pouring a second cup of wine. We break the matzah. Kedei sheyishal haben manishtana lo'oyer machlokes shebekdusha kanal. To activate this machlokes of kedusha, vazai mesaprim ha'agoda, and then we tell over the story of agoda. Ki lizko is lamachlokes shem shamayim hu al yedei anocha, because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in the Likutei Moran and Torah Nun Vov that in order to be zocha to machlokes l'shem shamayim, you need anocha. Anocha means a krechts, a real Jewish krechts. Oy. Shaydeze nichna atzvus ruach zuamas anochosh, but through anocha de kedusha, a person is zeche to eliminate depression, sadness, which is the filth of the snake, as Rabbi Nizal elaborates there in the middle and towards the end of Torah Nun Vav. Haynu shetzrichem letshuva vanocha. This means that in order to be zeche to this machlekes de kedusha in a positive way, a person needs tshuva and anocha, tshuva va'anocha acharkach l'saken u'lachnia hasidrachra zuam asanochosh shelo yisachzu bebchinas hamachlokes d'kedusha. In order to prevent the sidrachra from being able to latch onto and draw power from the machlokes of kedusha, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, we need tshuva and anocha. Sheze bebchinas mashakosav Rabbeinu Neiro Yerushalm. That we have to purify the heavens and to make the heavens to create clear skies, what we call them. We have to take this item called Machlokes Shebekdusha, which is symbolized by fire and water. We know fire and water are a perfect example of machlokes. Two guys that can't really get together that well, they don't get along that well. And shamayim, we know that what we call shamayim is actually esh and mayim. Hashem has the ability to even bring those two together, to unite those two. As we say, oseh shalom bimroimov, hu yaseh shalom aleinu. The Hashem who creates peace on high, in shamayim, between esh and mayim, should make peace among us. We're the real Eish Shamayim. So in order to purify the Shamayims, this machlokes, so that it shouldn't be in the category of lof shu shamayim kadros. There's a pasuk that the heavens were dressed in darkness. Hainu shehem lo yizachzuch shom chasushom. We have this item called machlokes, which usually the Sitra Achra loves that, but we're doing machlokes digdusha, and we want to put an electronic fence around that so that the Sitra Achra shouldn't be yonik from it. Ki hamachlokes af shehi bigdusha vihidas elyon ma'oid ushlemo sakdusha, because this machlokes that we're speaking about here, even though we're doing it in a form of holiness, and even though it represents a very high level of das, and we said this is part of completing the kedusha, im kol ze misham mishtalshel v'yoreid ad shemagia lehem achizah misham kedua. Despite everything, from this place called machlokes digdusha, when it spirals down below, it creates a place from which the Sitra Achra can latch onto. Ki ha-Sitra Achra hi b'chinas machlokes, because we know the Sitra Achra is machlokes. V'yenikoso mibchinas machlokes shebigdusha, and it draws its energy from machlokes of kedusha. Okay, let's pause here for a moment. We know that Hashem is called Vadai. Vadai means definite. Vadai means one. No two. Hashem is one. Hashem Echad. Hashem is Emet. And Emet is one. Whereas the Sitra Achra, we know the Sitra Achra is made up of the 70 nations of the world. We know that Am Yisrael, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kodshe Baruch Hu, V'Yisrael, V'Yiraiso Chadu. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. Hashem is one. The Jewish people are one. Just like we say in Shmon Esrei on Shabbos, Atu Echod, V'Shimcha Echod, U'mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echod Ba'oretz. We are one. Even when Yaakov Avinu had 70 children and grandchildren, they're referred to in the Torah as singular. B'shivim nefesh yordu avoysenu Mitzrayim. Nefesh, singular. Esav Harosha, on the other hand, who represents the nations of the world, the Sitra Achra, his six descendants are called sheish nefoshos in the Chumash. They're referred to as plural. Amalek, who is referred to as Rashis Goyim, the leader of all the nations, he's a composite of all 70 nations of the world. The Zohar HaKadosh says Amalek is bigimatria sofek. Sofek is doubt. Sofek is the opposite of Vadai. Hashem is Vadai. We say in Shmon Esrei, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, in V'chol Ma'aminim, we say Havadai Shemoi Kein Teilosoi. Hashem is definite, one. It's yes or no, period. No in-betweens. The Sitra Achra Amalek is Sofek. What is Sofek? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe day, maybe night. Sofek is this whole concept of Machloikis. Back inside to where we were up to. So we said, even though Machloikis Digdusha is such a wonderful thing and such a good thing and a positive thing and it's Das Godel, still from there it spirals down until the Sitra Achra has the ability to latch on to it. Alkein Tzorech Lishmor Lezakech HaShamayim. Therefore, we have to be careful to purify the heavens, the Shamayim, the Hainu Bechinas Machloikis Shebigdusha. Shamayim is the nickname of Machloikis. Shamayim is Eishamayim. To purify that, Vizeh Al Yedei Anocho Utshuva Kanal. And Rabbein Ezal explains over there on the Kut Imran that the way that you do that is through Anocho, Krechtzing, and Tshuva. And this is the whole concept of the story of the Haggadah. When a Jew reads the Haggadah, you know what the Haggadah is all about? Shemazkirin ho anochois vatzaokois shahilon was. We tell over the story of all vayeonchu b'nei Yisrael min avoida. That's what we say in Haggadah, that the Jews were krechtzing and krechtzing from the hard labor that they were, the slavery. Vanitzak al Hashem, we cried out to Hashem. Tshuva, we did tshuva. V'chein ze nase b'chol dor v'dor. And this continues in each and every single generation. V'aydei ze nizdakchen ha-shamayim. And through this process of anocha and tshuva, the shamayim becomes purified. Dehainu hayodayim. Rabbein Ezal over there on the Kut Imran says, shamayim is also the two hands. Eish and mayim represent the left hand and the right hand. The left hand is Eish, Gvura, Din. The right hand is Chesed, water. Vazai zoichen lekabel diburim in hayodayim. And when we perfect the shamayim, the yodayim, we are zoichen to receive speech from the hands. Tasher diber Hashem biyad Moshe, the Pasuk says, that the dibur comes from the yodayim, as Rabbein Ezra brings over there in Likutei Moran. Shehi bechinas machlokes l'shem shamayim. K'mo shekosov shom, as Rabbein Ezra elaborates over there in Likutei Moran. Ayin shom hetev. Look it over well so you'll understand what we're talking about. V'zehu bechinas pesach matzo umoror sho'echo v'achakach. And this is why after we finish telling the Haggadah, we go ahead and we eat the matzah and moror. In the time of the Beis Mikdash, they would eat pesach matzo umoror. Zeh bechinas eish umayim, chesed u'gvura, yad yamin v'yad smoil, hilel v'shamay, bechinas machlekes l'shem shamayim. These things, pesach matzo umoror, represent fire and water, kindness and harshness, right hand, left hand, Hillel Shammai, Machlokes Hashem Shammai, V'yachakach Yorech Lenesa Pesach. Then they would eat the Korban Pesach, K'mo Shekosuv, Al Matzois Umroirem Yechluhu. Eat it together with matzah and morah. Pesach, U'bechinas Pesach. The Korban Pesach represents the ability to speak. The Arizal says that the word Pesach is Pesach, the mouth speaks. This is the diburim, the speech, which a person receives when they perfect the yodayim, the shamayim. The bechinas machlekes l'shem shamayim, as we said earlier. Valkein hilel hoyokorchan biyachad. And this is why we say in the Haggadah, as part of the Seder night, we say that hilel used to combine them together. Lahoyrois shebeemes elu veelu divrei elokim chayim. In truth, these are not separate things. This is not separation. It's oneness. It's unity. We say Elu vo'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim. It's brought that the first letters of Divrei Elokim Chaim spell the word Echad, one. That when rabbis seem to be disagreeing in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Mishnah, this one says Kosher, Posel, Osur, Mutar, Torah, Tomei, in almost all cases, it's really one. It's really Elu Velu Divrei Elokim Chaim. V'hu Machlokes Shebikdusha, Shehu Shalom Godol V'Das Godol. This is the concept of Machlokes Shebikdusha, which really represents peace. It really represents a high level of Das. V'alkein Hillel Daikoi Sazois. Now you understand why Hillel shows up at the Seder. Why not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? Why not this one? Ki hu Bala Machlokes Shebikdusha. Because Hillel is the symbol of the master of Machlokes Shebikdusha. Bechlinas Machlokes Shammai veHillel, the famous Machlokes between Shammai and Hillel. Ube'emes Shalom Godol Beinehem. Whereas in reality, the Torah testifies that there was really a beautiful peace and harmony between them. K'mo Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Lo Nimnu Zeh Mizeh, that even though they had many disagreements on whom you're allowed to marry, if you're allowed to marry this one or that, according to this opinion, you are allowed to marry, according to this one, not. Beishama, you would think, oh, so Beishama still weren't allowed intermarry? They did intermarry. They married each other. And there was tremendous love and peace and harmony between them. As the Gemara says, Lohidia she'ahava v'yachva yibinim, to teach us that there was love and brotherhood, unity between them. V'yalkein, zois hamachloike shebegdusha, yesh lo hachro koyedua. And this is why the Machlokes Shebikdusha has the ability to come to a healthy conclusion, to a hachra, to a decision, to a resolution which is accepted by both sides, a compromise. V'ha'achra mitzad Hillel, misitra d'chesed k'noida. And the hachra comes from the side of Hillel, the side of chesed, as is known. We know in this world we follow Beis Hillel. V'alkein Hillel daiko hayakorchon. This is why we have this in the middle of the Seder night. What are we mixing in Mishnayos here? What are we getting involved with Hillel and Shammai in the middle of the Seder? Rav Nosson Zal shows us how it's a perfect fit. That this is the whole tikkun of this Machlokes Shebikdusha, of which the outstanding examples are Shammai and Hillel, and it's completed, it's corrected by Hillel uniting, bringing everything together. V'alkein oisin hakricha im ha'Yisrael. This is why we do Koirach with the third matzah, the bottom matzah of the three. Remember, we did the yachatz with the middle matzah. We did the mitzi matzah with the top one and the bottom one, but we only ate the top one. We broke the top one and some of the middle one. We leave that bottom one, the lower one, for Chorech. The lower one, which represents Yisrael, Shehi Matzah Hashlishis, that's the third matzah, Kishom HaHachro, because that's where we have the compromise. That's where we have the unity in Yisrael. Kohen is Chesed, Levi is Gvura, Yisrael is Tiferes. The Pasuk says, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoer, the Yisrael in whom there is Tiferes beauty, which is the combination of Chesed and Gvura. Paragraph of, then, after Korach, we eat the meal, we have Shulchan Oirech, then we have the Tzofun, which is the Afikoimen, Vunikra Tzofun Beseder HaGodol, Hainu Bechinas Ugo Shehoitziu Mimitzrayim Toamu Bo Tamom. We know the Gemara says that the cakes that the Jews took out of Mitzrayim, which was really matzahs, it tasted like mon. Rav Nosson Zal says, look what it says here, Shehoitziu Daiko, they took it out of Mitzrayim, meaning, Ki achar sheyotzu, after the Jews left Mitzrayim, v'nizgale hadas, shehu b'chinas matzah, and there was revealed das, which is the concept of matzah, oz to'amu bo tamon, then they were able to feel the taste of mon, which is b'chinas machloikis l'shem shemayim, Shebe'emes hu shelem v'das godel, b'chinas mon. This is the concept of Machlekes L'Shem Shemayim, which is really Sholem and Das Godel, which is the concept of Mon. K'moy shekos Hashem, Ayin Shem Heitev. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal shows there how Mon is Rosh Heitev's Mikveh Nun, the Mikveh of the 50th level. It represents Bina, it represents a very high level of understanding, a high level of Das. K'moy shekos Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Vov, Ayin Shom Heitev. Study it well there, you'll see Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this and he makes it very clear. V'zeh bechinas afikoimon. Now you'll understand why this matzah, the grand finale of the Seder, is the afikoimon. Afiku mon. Bechinas matzah sheitzim Mitzrayim tomo tamon. There's where we're connecting with that original matzah that they took out of Mitzrayim, which had a taste of mon. Ki ato achar kol hanal, because now that we're at the end of the Seder, after everything we did, kvar zochu lebechinas machlekes l'shem shemayim. We've reached that high level of das that's called machlekes l'shem shemayim. V'ato hamatzo ketikunoi b'shleimus. And now the matzah has been perfected, bechinas mon. V'zehu afiku mon kanal. This is the concept of afiku mon, take out mon. V'alkein adato hoyotomun v'tzofun v'nistor. This is the whole concept of hiding the afikoman. What's the story here? What does that have to do with anything? Just this past Pesach, someone at my Seder table mentioned that they don't know that, you know, like where this whole thing comes from, hiding the afik, stealing the afik, hiding it, you know. They haven't reviewed their Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you can understand the concept of hiding the Afikoimon, keeping the Afikoimon hidden. Because the Afikoimon, when it starts out at, in the beginning of the Seder, represents this Hastara, this hiddenness we spoke about. Ki af shekvar nisoyer hizgalus ha-hastara b'tchila, even though when we first start the Seder, we're starting this process of hizgalus ha-hastara, im kol zeh, adayin ho yitzrichem lahatzpinoi ulahatminoi shelo yisachzu chas v'shalom bebechinas ha-machlekes d'kedusha kanal. Still, when we're first starting, we have to be very protective. We have to hide the das. We have to hide the afikoimon so that that other side shouldn't be able to draw too much power, too much strength from that first das, that tzimtzum, that machlekes l'shem shamayim when it's first getting started. Ki adayin lo nizgala hadas b'shleimus. Because when we're first starting the Seder night, the Das hasn't been revealed in its full sense. V'yato, shen mishlam, v'nizgal v'b'chinas ha-machlekes l'shem shamayim. But now, after we did the yachatz, after we did the magid, after we ate the mitzi matzah and the koirech, we did all of these tikkunim, now we're ready to be megale from the hastorah. Azai moitzien ha'afikoimon, now we take out the afikoimon, shubichinas ugo shohoitziu mimitzrayim. This is this ugo, this matzah, that was taken out of the hastorah, the darkness, the mitzrayim. Paragraph Zion. Now we'll also explain why we wash our hands twice at the Seder night, which we never do at any other meal. We wash it before the Karpas and we wash again for the Maitzi Matzah. Because this Machloikis Shebikdusha, which receives from the Yodayim, which we said are Eish and Mayim, Shem Bechinas Shemayim, Vezeh Bechinas Netilas Yodayim Koidim Achilas Lechem Daika. Now you can understand why we wash our hands specifically before eating bread. Kedei Letaher HaYodayim, in order to purify the hands, Kedei Lizkoy Sheyeh HaLechem BeBechinas Lechem in HaShemayim. To purify our hands, to be zeicher that our bread should be Lechem in HaShemayim, not Lechem in Oretz. Shehu bechinas machloikes l'shem shamayim. That's this concept again of machloikes l'shem shamayim. K'may shekos of sham, ayin sham, as Rabbeinu mentions over there in Likut Imran, v'ayin kol zeh behuchas netilas yodayim. And Rabbi Nosson Zal speaks about this in Hilchas Netilas Yodayim in Likutei Halachos. Because again, we know that when the Jews ate the man, the bracha wasn't hamoitzi lechem in oretz, it was lechem in hashamayim. And lechem is miloshim milchama, machloikis. Lechem and hashamayim, machloikis l'shem shamayim. And now we address the issue of the netilas yodayim that we do after reading the entire Haggadah. Shehi b'chinas tzo'oko v'anocho. We said earlier that the Haggadah expresses, you know, the Magid, we express the tzo'okois and the anochois of Klal Yisrael throughout that whole time in Mitzrayim and in the Midbar. That's how we purify the Shamayim. That's how we purify the Yodayim. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran, through Tzo'oko and Anocho, we're zecher to purify the Yodayim. Azai taketh rochtzo, shenoitlin umetaron ayodayim. Immediately after Magid, we wash rochtzo, we wash the hands. V'azai zoichin lebechinas matzo u'moror v'afikoimon, bechinas machlokes l'shem shamayim. That's what prepares us to be zoichin to machlokes l'shem shamayim. V'yalkein gam betchila koidim sheshoivrim hoem tzois, shazai hu tchilas hizgalus bechinas matzo, bechinas machlokes l'shem shamayim, roich tzniyedeim gam kein, bechinas taras yedam kanam. And now you understand why way in the beginning of this Seder, before we break that middle matzah, which is the beginning of the revelation of matzah, of machlokes l'shem shamayim, we wash our hands at that point also. Bebechinas taharas hayadayim kanal, this taharas hayadayim. Ushtei horechitzois hein bechinas shnei minei taharois. These two washings of the hands represent two types of purification. Bechinas shnei minei mikvois, two types of mikvahs. Achas betchilas hizgalus hadas, shetchilas hatshuva. One, when we start revealing the das, which is the beginning of the tshuva process. V'achas kishezoichem hizgalus hadas b'shleimus. The second washing of the hands is when we zoichem to reveal the das b'shleimus, and the tshuva is b'shleimus, and everything is fixed. Shehem b'chinas Pesach u'shvuas. These two time periods are actually what Pesach and Shavuos are all about. Ki betchila kishiyotz Yisrael mimitzrayim zochu lemikvah, dahinu das, ki kulam tovluas. Because when the Jews first went out of Mitzrayim, they were zochu to the concept of mikvah, which is a concept of a high level of das, water, is das. Because all the Jews tovled then when they went out of Mitzrayim. V'achakach al yidei ha-sfira, shem yumei tshuva, shechoizren u'mesaknen kol ha-pigomim. And then through the Sfira Seimer, which is a time of tshuva, when we go back and correct all of our individual mistakes, achakach zoichin le tikkun godol b'shleimos. Then we're zoichin to finalize the tikkun Sheze bechinas shvuas. That's the concept of shvuas. Bechinas mikveh shel shvuas kanal. And this is the great significance of the mikveh on shvuas night, which the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, which the Arizal speaks about, and which Rabbeinu Zal speaks so highly of. It's called mikveh nun, the mikveh of the 50th level, on the 50th day of the Omer. Vezeh bechinas shtei horechitzei sanal. And now you understand the two washings of the hands during the Seder. Ki netilas yadayim hu b'pchinas tahara, b'pchinas mikveh. Because washing your hands is a form of purification, a form of mikveh. Haynu hanetila v'hatara b'tchilas hizgalas hadas, b'pchinas machlekes, b'pchinas matzah. Meaning, there's one washing of the hands, one purification when you're first starting to reveal the das, which is this machlekes, b'pchinas matzah. And then a second time when we're zeichet to complete the das. And the main purification is on the hands. In order to purify the shamayim. Because there's a pasuk Rabbeinu Zal brings there, Af yodi yosta oretz v'mini tofcha shamayim, I think it says. That again, the hands of Hashem, Kav Yechol, are involved in this shamayim. In order to purify the shamayims, we have to have a tikkun hayodayim. V'yalkein ein mevorchen al hanetil rishayna. Now you can understand also why we don't make a bracha on the first washing. Ki hi adayin eino b'shleimus. Because it's not b'shleimus yet. Rak tchilas tahara. Tchilas ha-tshuva. Alidei sorosan. It's only the beginnings of purification, the beginning of tshuva. Ad achar kach shoz hatara vanatila koroi bebrocha. It's only afterwards, at the end of the Haggadah, at the end of then we're ready to wash our hands again, but with a bracha, b'shleimus.